Discovery of two isomers of ethinyl cyclopentadiene in TMC1, abundances of CCH and CN derivatives of hydrocarbon cycles, by J. Cernicaro et al. We report the detection of two isomers of ethinyl cyclopentadiene, C-pentacarbon-pentahydride CCH, namely 1 and 2 ethynyl-1, 3 cyclopentadiene, in the direction of TMC1. We derive column densities of 1.4 plus or minus 0.2, E12CM2, and 2.0 plus or minus 0.4, E12CM2, respectively, for these two cyclopentadiene derivatives, which imply that they are about 10 times less abundant than cyclopentadiene. We also report the tentative detection of ethinyl benzene, C6H5CCH, for which we estimate a column density of 2.5 plus, minus 0.4, E12CM2. We derived abundances for the corresponding cyano derivatives of cyclopentadiene and benzene and found values significantly lower than previously reported. The rotational temperature of the ethinyl and cyano derivatives of these cycles is about 9 K, that is, very close to the gas kinetic temperature of the cloud. The abundance ratio of the 1 and 2 isomers of ethinyl cyclopentadiene is 1.4 plus, minus 0.5, while for the two isomers of cyano cyclopentadiene it is 2.4 plus or minus 0.6. The relative abundances of CCH over CN derivatives is 7.7 plus or minus 2.2 for cyclopentadiene, which probably reflects the abundance ratio of the radicals CCH and CN. This ratio is only 2.1 plus or minus 0.5 for benzene, which suggests that additional reactions besides cyano radicals with benzene are involved in the formation of benzonitrile. The formation of these cycles is reasonably well accounted for through a chemical scheme based on neutral-neutral reactions. It is predicted that benzene should be as abundant as cyclopentadiene in TMC1. This was discovery of two isomers of ethinyl cyclopentadiene in TMC1, abundances of CCH and CN derivatives of hydrocarbon cycles, by J. Cernicaro et al.
J. Cernicaro et al.